Here is your morning brief for Friday, December 1st. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Israel has resumed combat operations in Gaza after a week-long truce ended this morning. Egyptian officials say the end of the ceasefire came as mediators engaged in intense talks in which Hamas didn't provide a list of hostages that was needed for an extension. Qatar says negotiations are continuing despite the fighting. TikTok has won a reprieve from a Montana ban on the app after a judge said that the state law likely violated the First Amendment. In the injunction blocking the law, which was passed by the state's legislature earlier this year, Judge Donald Malloy said TikTok's side had better arguments and demonstrated a likelihood to prevail in the eventual case. And oil futures are extending declines this morning, despite major producers within OPEC Plus agreeing yesterday to a significant production cut. Analysts have noted that OPEC Plus failed to reach a group-wide agreement and that the cuts were voluntary. Weakening oil demand, especially in emerging countries contending with high interest rates, is also seen to be pushing prices lower. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, while European stocks are up in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are seeking direction as investors await comments today from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast, which you can add to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts.